Sheffield Wednesday 1, Brighton Hove Albion 0 this afternoon. Let's go to the lines and speak to Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hello, Richard. How are you? Hello,
very well, mate.
How are you?
Yeah. I guess you're coming out of Hillsborough, are you?
Yeah, I've just left the ground.
What did you make of it?
Well, I thought we were okay, but there was just a lack of penetration in the final third. I thought if we went 1-0 down, one up front, looked a bit clueless. Barnes moved up front, and we just didn't like we were going to score, did we? It was disappointing, I think.
Well, Warren Aspinall's been summarising the game for us today. Warren,
Warren's one of my heroes. What did he have to say about things?
Well, hang on, you can have a chat with one of your heroes. Warren?
Hello.
I think you've got your brother on the phone here. Randy.
Hi, Warren. How's
Hello.
It going?
Fine, thank you. Bit disappointed.
Yeah, well, so was I. Do you think that we need... I know I shouldn't be asking the questions as a caller. I should be answering the questions. But do you think we need another striker to sort things out of it?
I think we need another striker, yes, because if Murray gets injured, I think we will struggle. But today I thought we'd play well up until the final third. We didn't, especially Bennett, the balls into the box were poor from Bennett. His decision-making was poor, but we played well up until the final third.
Yeah, I think that's put on one. And to be honest, there's been a man who could have been champion at half-time. He was only playing a couple of miles down the road today. Adam Lafondre netted 4 goals for Rotherham in a 6-4 thriller, I'm led to believe. Do you think the Blues should get the chequebook out and bring him in? Because we need someone who's going to get us goals and probably play off a target man. I think that's a role that Murray can fulfil.
Yeah, Lafondre is not a bad player, but I thought... I looked at better players in the Championship last season, and we've missed out on them.
Why, Warren? Why have we missed out on them?
Because they've gone to other clubs.
No, why? Yes,
good answer.
Good answer, Warren. Why didn't they come to Brighton?
Well, I don't know. I mentioned Mackie last season. I was talking about Mackie to you or to the fans. Mackie has gone to QPR. I spoke the lad, Nottingham Forest Gardner, he's gone to Huddersfield.
So it's money, is it?
So, no, I don't think it's money. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. I think Gardner wanted to get back up north to be near his family. So that if he's not going to go to Brighton, is he? He can't settle in Nottingham.
Why would you choose that instead of Brighton?
Randy?
Yep.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, one thing we're talking about today, that Leon Knight might be going to Eastbourne Borough. Mike says that he would rather be relegated than have Leon Knight back at the Albion. What about you?
Well, I think it depends what Leon Knight is, isn't it, really? I had an interesting interview on a fans' website, wearebrighton.com, and he seemed to put across himself quite well, but was he putting himself quite well because he needs a new club that desperately? Is he the same man? I mean, his scoring record's not really been good enough since he left Swansea. Obviously, he did well for them after leaving us. If he's a new, mature Leon Knight, why not give him a go? But I'm sure that people like Mr. Oakway would have other things to say about the matter, wouldn't he? Because they didn't get on, and I'm sure it wouldn't help him in the training ground. So, I think you'd have to look at if it's the same Leon Knight as before. Is he still a poison dwarf, or is he a man who can make a difference?
And Randy, we
can't judge that by just looking at his record. You need to see him week in, week out, what he does, and if he's a changed person.
It's very easy for him to come across well in interviews and put himself across well in radio interviews and newspaper interviews, but as you rightly say, you've got to watch him on the pitch. And also, he has got a bit of a track record of falling out at clubs, so...
But he's a changed man now.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go for a job interview and I could come across really well.
Yeah.
like a nuclear physicist in a job interview. But if you stuck me in front of a nuclear control panel, I could end up blowing up a small town like Chernobyl and it wouldn't end there, would it?
Okay, well, we'll put you on the shortlist then.
What a great
Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. Have a safe trip back to Sussex, mate.
Cheers, Randy.
Okay,
cheers.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks a lot. There we are. You know, that nuclear physics, not rocket science, I tell you.
Very good.
08459 557 0057.